Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mouth to Mouth, everyone's favorite debate-style show. Today, we're talking about fire. Whose responsibility is it, really? I have with me two strapping young men. We have Darren Funnel and Troy Squiggle from Greeley, Ontario. And we're trying to figure out a very important problem here with the Guardian Angels who are in Toronto. Who should police them if they are not the police? And we found a very similar story here in old Greeley, Ontario. Mr. Troy Squiggle, you are the self-appointed chief of the Greeley Volunteer Fire Department.
And very proud of it. Thank you.
How long have you been together as an association?
Oh, as an association, I'd say going on 18 days now.
Great. All right.
Thank you.
That sounds
thank you.
Good for you. And what is your volunteer fire experience?
Well, all my life I've been fascinated by fire. I've been on fire several times.
Ouch.
And, well, I got through it, you know.
Great.
Fire can be your friend when used properly.
All right. So, and on my other side here, we have Darren Funnel. You're a lieutenant with the Greeley Fire Department.
Yes, I'm a lieutenant and chief driver for pumper number one.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this job?
Oh, I've been doing this for 16 years.
Saved a lot of lives?
I don't keep track because that's not, I mean, it is what it's about, but I don't do it for the glory. But yes, you'd say that. You could say that.
So it's not like fighter pilots when they kill a guy, they put it on their plane?
I believe they call those bogeys, but no, we don't have a name for people we've rescued like that. And
okay.
We don't keep track. There's no contest. We're just doing our jobs.
All right. So you men have conflicting jobs now. That's true.
Well, okay, first of all, I do recognize that fire is our friend
mm-hmm.
when used well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the first thing we learn
mm-hmm.
in our official schooling. We've been to school for it.
Was here before us.
Yes.
So it has rights, too.
And we are trained as official firefighters how to deal with that, what the pros and cons are of fire. And we have the equipment capable of it, and we have the staff to cover Greeley's firefighting needs.
Okay,
but
maybe
Mr. Squiggle here, just to clarify, has created a rival fire department.
Our fire department is from the streets, okay? Most of our guys can't read. A lot of them don't have any sort of technical skills or possess large amounts of water or equipment, but they have heart. These people love fires, and I think that's what the legitimate fire department is missing. If they call themselves a fire department, you know, I don't see them starting any fires, you know, and then putting them out, of course.
Look, I wouldn't be happier if I woke up tomorrow without a job. If I knew that I was living in the world without fire, like uncontrolled fires, obviously we would still have fire in the controlled. But if I woke up in a world without uncontrolled fires, I would be happy to find a job as perhaps a garbage man or something. We don't need your type of people getting in danger and taking unnecessary risks and making our job a little more complicated.
Okay, first of all, there is no such thing as a controlled fire. That's why it's fire. That's like saying this is a controlled crazy guy. Okay, there's always going to be fire.
Any fire can turn into a bigger or different fire
at any point.
It's possible, but it is controlled for a while, just like some crazy people are controlled for a while.
Waiting to burst into flames.
Let's talk about last week's mental hospital fire, since we're getting into that.
Seems to
be a pretty good segue.
Yeah. Yeah. That took our whole crew. Our whole crew went out there.
Your whole crew went out there
yep.
to try and stop this fire. It's a pretty big mental hospital.
Lots of lives.
Barely. And you guys couldn't deal with it, sounds like. I mean, it burned for a long time, got out of control. And Mr. Squiggle's fire department showed up. Take out the garbage or the fire.
We took them both out.
Yeah, we had to have four of your people on our equipment for oxygen, for smoke inhalation, and other such ailments. Which, that's equipment we needed to use for the psychos who we were saving.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. As always, we welcome voices from the outside. Caller, what's your name?
Jackson, John Jackson.
Hi, John Jackson. How are you today?
I'm doing really well, and I want to commend Mr. Squiggles for his wonderful, wonderful work he's been doing here in the town of Greeley.
Thank you, John. Screwing up the name of the town is just all the more reason to save it. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to actually tell a little story too. About a week ago, I was burning leaves in my backyard, and the fire got out of control, and I called the actual fire department, and I got their answering machine, and said they were on meditation leave for the moment, and to leave a message and to call them back. So I was furious. I ran outside to my front yard and called across to old Squiggles across the street there and said, "Hey, I got a fire out of control." And him and his buddies, they came over, they stomped out the fire. A couple guys got burned, you know. I gave them all beers afterwards. We had a barbecue. They started up the fire again, but then they put it out again. And I cannot commend enough the great work that they did.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, John Jackson.
Okay, I'd like to say a couple of words to Mr. Jackson and anyone else out there who has trees that shed leaves out there in our audiences. Come by to the station, pick up a pamphlet on how to deal with that carefully, because that shouldn't get out of control. And quite frankly, I think, Mr. Squiggle, I think part of your modus operandi here, I think you're in it for some of the free food us firefighters get from different places, like barbecues and pizza joints and donuts, that sort of thing.
Hey, I'm just mopping up the, it's like Beatlemania here, but for fires. And if people want to throw their teenage daughters at me, whether they're on fire or not, or simply hot, I will take them.
All right, we've got another caller on the line. Caller, what's your name?
Crystal Waters.
Hi, Crystal. Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What do you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to say to Mr. Squiggles that he can start my fire anytime.
Whoa.
Ooh, yes. How old are you, Crystal?
15.
Perfect. Yeah, you can come on by anytime.
All right, I'm on my way over.
All right.
All right. Okay. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, thanks.
That's all you had to say.
Okay, that's not what this is about.
That is what being a firefighter is all about.
When the day comes, and I hope it doesn't, that you lose one of your men to a fire, you won't be thinking about a 15-year-old tail at that point.
I hope I am.
I'm thinking about it right now.
All right. This is ridiculous. I put my life on the line for you people, okay? Maybe not you, Dan, because you don't live in Greeley, but if you ever were to visit Greeley...
I might.
If you did, and then something happened and caught on fire... I would be there, despite this. You know, if your house caught on fire, I would put it out, despite the fact that you are a closed-minded individual.
If my house is on fire, I would be happy, because all of my volunteer pals are going to come over, and they're probably going to bring their ladies, and we're going to put out the fire.
It was probably going to happen.
If you know what I mean.
You're probably going to be drinking, you're probably going to accelerate the fire unnecessarily, and you're all going to die, and then I won't have a problem.
It's called a challenge, okay, Darren?
Try. Challenges killed my partner.
Where is Crystal?
Well, that was very heated. I think we're coming to the end of this. Thanks for coming in, guys. Yes. Calm down. I'll get you some water in a second.
Please.
Can we kind of sum up everything, sum up these arguments in a word? Something we can understand.
I would have to go with retribution.
Nice.
Positive illegality.
I like it. It's more than one word.
I'm a rule breaker.
I'm gonna have to break the rules this time and go with positive illegality.
Yes!
It's just such a forceful concept. And frankly, I like a fireman that I can really get to know as a friend.
I bet you smoke in bed.
So, in conclusion, I guess we're saying that... I don't remember what we were talking about in the first place. So, well, we're done. See you later.